the group doing the petition is called the Concerned Citizens of Atiwa Landscape. And it's a group of several NGOs, interfaith groups, community leaders, and several youth groups. And because you're an NGO, we have been working in the landscape, we're also part of this group, and we're actually happy to be part. So the main concern of the group is that, just as you have been saying, government's interest in mine bauxite site is in a good direction. But what we are saying is that government plans to include Atiwa on this plan for bauxite mining should be aborted. We are asking government to take Atiwa off the list for bauxite mining because, as we know, Atiwa is really, really very important for water provisioning, not only for the people in Tebi, but also for people in Accra. And the numbers are running into the millions, about 5 million people. And we think that comparing whatever we get from bauxite, it is not worth the effort to strip down a forest like Atiwa because we want to get some bauxite. What we also know is that the bauxite is low grade. That is one thing we also know. That is even a sad thing. It is low grade. So we are just going to just strip up a mountain, take something small, and leave the rest to just waste away. I mean, the way the forest is now, if you touch it, that'll be the end of it. And that'll be the end of water for people in Accra. And we think that it's such a serious issue. We need to do this work. Even if we get tired, we still need to do it. Now, the work is these days symbolizing the SDG Goal 6, for which our president is also the co-chair. And we are going to meet him in Flagstaff House on the 22nd of March, which is also World Water Day, which is also themed Nature for Water. And for us, our message is Atiwa for water, not for bauxite.
You are marching from Chebi to Accra.
Yes.
How many days have you spent on the road now?
Now it's like 3 days now.
Where are you now as we speak?
We are at Ominaku in Apeja.
But why the decision to march?
The decision to march, because then, as you realize, we have done everything we can to get a message to government. But deliberately, they pretend they don't hear us. So we are marching so that we engage all the communities along this route. Because we know that all these communities also benefit from the water flowing from Atiwa. We're moving from Suhum to Insawom to Achimota and then to the Flagstaff. Every member of the community in these areas gets water from Atiwa. So even if the president say they don't hear us, this now, with this work, there's no way they will pretend they cannot see and hear what we are saying. We've been putting forward this way for a long time, and we think that it's about time they come forward and respond to our call for them to take as well off the list of areas demand for bauxite.
Daryl Busu is spokesperson for the NGOs protesting against mining in the Atiwa Forest.